supporting this separation behind the scenes, for a given hazard to product evolution, information is centralized in two main storehouses, which for practical purposes we simply refer to as dictionaries after the Python variable type. The hazard dictionary stores attributes which characterize a hazard. This includes the time, location, and type of hazard, and descriptive metadata, which will be covered in more detail shortly. The product dictionary, meanwhile, is an all-encompassing collection of key product information and phrases structured to follow the rules that product dissemination requires. As a quick clarification, although hazard events are not strictly stored as Python dictionaries, most of the usable data in hazard services, for both hazards and products, is ultimately presented in dictionary form to users performing advanced configuration on product output, and so we'll be forgiven for making this simplification. The relationship between hazard and product is extremely context-dependent in hazard services, but the process of transforming a hazard to a product starts with a user clicking Preview in the Hazard Information dialog. This very abstract representation of the hazard services product flow underlines the overall breakdown which focal points must expect in their configuration duties. In fact, neither dictionary maps to an actual viewable file, but most of hazard services configuration files revolve around them, and the two dictionaries are crucial variables throughout the backend code.